Last year, after a murder-suicide took place on the campus of Independence High School in Glendale, the county prosecutor in charge of the case, Gina Godby here, felt compelled to do something. So she joined Lily DeBlue, superintendent of Pendergast Elementary School District in Buckeye, and business strategist Jennifer Rogers to create a youth conference aimed at bringing these issues out into the open.
They organized and created the first annual Speak Up, Stand Up, Save a Life conference to address the issues of suicide, substance abuse, and bullying in their schools. It focuses on the students who they say are often the first to know if a friend or classmate is in danger. The second annual conference starts today in the West Valley, and more than 3,000 students are attending. This show's Lauren Gilger spoke with DeBlue about how it began.
It was more than Independence because, you know, as an educator, I'm constantly researching and reading on it. As a prosecutor, she knew about it. And then we heard about this and we thought, you know what, enough already. Why are there so many suicides going on in our schools? These students that, you know, their main job is to just go get educated, but they have, whether it's mental issues or desire to kill themselves or to bring guns or to do drugs or their self-image is bad. Why is this happening? We need to attack that problem, so that we can help kids make correct decisions and know where to find the help that they need for themselves or for their friends.
What is it that you think is the best approach? What are you trying to teach these students about suicide and about identifying it?
So, you know, one of the main things we're telling the kids is don't stay quiet about it. If you hear something, you have to tell an adult. You have to tell a trusted person. You can either do it in person or you can do it anonymously. But for example, if you hear so-and-so is going to commit suicide tomorrow, you have the power to save a life. You know, you must speak up. It used to be that years ago we would tell kids, no tattletale, don't talk. That's inappropriate. Well, now we're getting to the place where we're telling them, you have to speak up. Please, we can help. Let somebody know, let a trusted adult know so that we can help. They come back from the conference and they implement a program together with their teacher and counselor to go to each one of the students in each one of the classrooms and say, there's help out there, let's give you strategies, etc.
One of the things that really strikes me about this is that suicide used to be something that we didn't talk about, right? That was sort of unmentioned even in news. Do you think it's better now that students feel like this is something they can talk about?
I think it's better than they can't talk about it because, you know, if you internalize something that's not good, eventually it's going to affect you even more. I think it's very, very important that we're able, that students are able to speak about everything they hear about that. You know, it's not taboo. You have to talk about it. It truly is happening. And, you know, sometimes we want to protect children, but children are resilient and they're very, very, very smart. They know what's going on. So let's talk to them about it.
Okay. Dr. Lily DeBlue is the superintendent of Pendergast Elementary School District.